Lesson 9C. Exercise 5. Kevin.
It's obviously wrong, I mean morally wrong, to steal. If I own something, I obviously don't want someone to steal it from me. Having said that, imagine somebody who is homeless, hasn't got any money and has children to feed. What are they going to do? I think it's okay in those circumstances for that person to steal food from a shop. And shoplifting isn't as bad as becoming a drug dealer or a burglar, which is what some desperate people do to get money. But I think that if people have to steal, they should only steal what they need and no more. And they should steal from big organisations, big shops, not from, you know, small shops and ordinary people.
Jill.
A friend of mine ordered a couple of DVDs on the internet a while back, and the company sent her two of each by mistake. I said, "What are you going to do?" And she was like, "I'm going to keep them, of course." And I was quite surprised, because she's a very honest person in other ways. She thinks it's wrong to steal, but she doesn't see that as stealing. She didn't actually take the DVDs, but I don't think it's any different from going into a shop and walking out with them without paying. Stealing is stealing. If it doesn't belong to you, don't take it. And if somebody gives you something by mistake, you should give it back.
Andy.
We all know the difference between right and wrong. But is stealing always wrong? I suppose it depends on what you mean by stealing. If a shop assistant gives you the wrong change and you keep it, is that stealing? Maybe it depends on how much money is involved. That reminds me. I was in a restaurant with some friends and the waiter forgot to add a couple of drinks onto the bill. You know, we'd ordered them and drunk them. So he undercharged us by £5. But it was quite an expensive restaurant, and the food and the service weren't really very good, so we didn't say anything. But I don't feel bad about that. Perhaps I should, though, because technically it's stealing. It's a difficult one.